Immaculate Conception, Office of Readings. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us celebrate the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary. Let us adore her Son, who is Christ the Lord. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us celebrate the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary. Let us adore her Son, who is Christ the Lord. Holy light on earth's horizon, star of hope to fallen man, light amid a world of shadow, dawn of God's redemptive plan, chosen from the eternal ages, thou alone of all our race, by thy Son's atoning merits, was conceived in perfect grace. Mother of the world's Redeemer, promised from the dawn of time, how could one so highly favoured share the guilt of Adam's crime? Sun and moon and stars adorn thee, sinless Eve, triumphant sign, thou art she who crushed the serpent, Mary, pledge of life divine. Earth below and highest heaven, praise the splendour of thy state. Thou who now art crowned in glory, wast conceived immaculate. Hail, beloved of the Father, mother of his only Son, mystic bride of love eternal, hail, thou fair and spotless one. At the time of her conception, Mary received a blessing from the Lord and loving mercy from God her Saviour. Psalm 2. Why this tumult among the nations, among the peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth, princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters, come, let us cast off their yoke. He who sits in the heavens laughs, the Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger, his rage will strike them with terror. It is I who has set up my king on Sion, my holy mountain. I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, you are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations. Put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar. Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with awe and trembling, pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze. Blessed are they who put their trust in God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. At the time of her conception, Mary received a blessing from the Lord and loving mercy from God her Saviour. God was her help at the dawning of the day. The Most High has made holy his dwelling place. Psalm 18. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the farthest ends of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God was her help at the dawning of the day. The Most High has made holy his dwelling place. Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. The Lord founded you on his holy mountain. Psalm 44. My heart overflows with noble words. To the king I must speak the song I have made, my tongue as nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you for evermore. O mighty one, gird your sword upon your thigh, in splendour and state ride on in triumph for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand. Your arrows are sharp, peoples fall beneath you, the foes of the king fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure for ever. A sceptre of justice is the sceptre of your kingdom. Your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with aloes and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. On your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Forget your own people and your father's house. So will the king desire your beauty. He is your Lord. Pay homage to him. And the people of Tyre shall come with gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favour. The daughter of the king is clothed with splendour, her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the king with her maiden companions. They are escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the kings. Sons shall be yours in place of your fathers. You will make them princes over all the earth. May this song make your name for ever remembered. May the people praise you from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. The Lord founded you on his holy mountain. God Almighty girds me with strength. He preserves me from stain of sin. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 5. As sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all men sinned, sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sins were not like the transgressions of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift in the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the effect of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brings justification. If, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Then, as one man's trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one man's act of righteousness leads to acquittal and life for all men. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Responsory, based on Romans 5. Sin came into the world through one man, in whom all sinned. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. The Lord has rescued you from death. The Lord was your strength in the face of your foe. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. A reading from the Discourses of St. Anselm. Sky, stars, earth, river, day and night, and all things that are meant to serve man and be for his good, rejoice because of you, Our Lady. Through you they have, in a way, come back to life, enriched with a new grace that words cannot describe. When they lost the noble purpose of their nature, for which they had been made, of serving and helping those who praise God, they were like dead things. They were crushed, disfigured, and abused by idol worshippers for whom they were not made. They rejoice now as if they had come to life again. Now they are made beautiful because they serve and are used by those who believe in God. A new and priceless grace has made them almost leap for joy. They have not merely felt God Himself, their Creator, ruling them invisibly from above, but they have seen Him visibly within themselves, using them in His work of sanctification. These immense benefits have come through the blessed fruit of the blessed womb of the Blessed Mary. Through the fullness of your grace, the things in the lower world rejoice in the gift of freedom, and the things above the world are gladdened by being renewed. Through the one glorious Son of your glorious virginity, all the just who died before his life-giving death rejoice that their captivity has been ended, and the angels delight that their half-ruined city is restored. O woman, full and more than full of grace, all creation has received of the overflow of your fullness, and its youth has been renewed. O blessed and more than blessed Virgin, through your blessing all creation is blessed. Not only is creation blessed by the Creator, but creation blesses its Creator. God gave Mary to his Son, the only begotten of his heart, equal to himself, whom he loved as himself. From Mary he fashioned himself a son, not another one, but the same, so that by nature there would be one and the same Son both of God and of Mary. Every nature is created by God, and God is born of Mary. God created all things, and Mary gave birth to God. God himself, who made all things, made himself from Mary. In this way he remade all that he had made. He who had been able to make all things out of nothing when they had been defaced would not remake them without Mary's help. God is then Father of all created things, and Mary is Mother of all that has been recreated. God is Father of the institution of all things, and Mary is Mother of the restitution of all things. God begot him without whom nothing at all exists, and Mary gave birth to him without whom nothing that exists is good. The Lord is indeed with you, for he granted to you that all nature should owe so great a debt to you jointly with himself. Responsory, proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. His love for me is great. From this day forward, all generations will call me blessed. His love for me is great. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of angels and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Father, we rejoice in the privilege of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, which preserved her from the stain of sin by the power of Christ's redeeming death, and prepared her to be the Mother of God. Grant that through her prayers we ourselves may come to you cleansed from all sin. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.